James chapter 4. I mentioned this verse, and specifically one line in this verse, last Wednesday night, in the message last Wednesday night. And I'd like to look at it for our Bible study this morning. It's James 4, verse 8. It says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. That is good instruction. That is a good exhortation. That is the wisest, safest, most comforting thing that a child of God could do. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. That is a command, and that is a promise. To God's people, that is a command, and that's a promise. This command and this promise is only to God's people. It's only to God's people. Only God's elect will draw nigh to Him. And it's for this reason right here. Turn with me over to John chapter 6. We're going to turn to a few places this morning. Only God's elect will draw nigh to Him, and this is the reason why. John 6, verse 44 says, "No man can come to Me." This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, and He said, "No man can come to Me." Come means draw nigh. And draw nigh means come. No man can draw nigh to Me. No man can come to Me. No man is able. No man is able. Now, why is that? Sin. Sin. That's the reason why. Man's sin. Sin has made it so that man cannot come to God. Cannot. He's not able to come to God. He's not able. He cannot. And he may not. He's not allowed to. He's not able to, and he's not allowed to. When Moses approached the burning bush that God was in, the Lord Jesus Christ was in that burning bush. And when Moses came up to it, this is what God said to him. He said, "Draw not nigh hither." He said, "Do not come near." That's what he said. He said, "Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. Humble yourself. Get down in the dirt. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." You're approaching. When you're approaching Me, you're approaching holy ground. Sin has separated all of mankind. Sin had separated Moses, the man Moses, from his God so that he could not. He was not allowed to draw nigh. So when we say draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you, the first thing that we need to understand is in our natural condition, the way that we're born into this world, the way that we come forth, just how we are in the flesh, humanly speaking, we can't draw nigh to Him. And we're not allowed to draw nigh to Him. We're born dead in trespasses and sins. James said in our text, he said, "Draw nigh to God." God. The holy God. He's talking about the holy God. We are low and sinful, and He is high and holy. And man cannot just draw nigh to Him, or judgment will come to man. We need to take this very carefully. We need to approach this very carefully. When the Lord descended on Mount Sinai, when He came down, that whole mountain exploded with fire. And this is what the Lord said. He said, "Moses, you tell all the people that if they put one foot on this mountain, they'll be killed on sight. Tell them, do not come near this mountain. Do not step foot on this mountain. No man can come to me. No man is allowed to come to me. Not in his sin. Not in his sin." Now that includes you and me. That includes all of us. We're not allowed. That's the first thing I must say to every person here. You are not allowed to. You cannot, and you may not. Not in your flesh. All right, well then, where's the comfort in the verse? How can we draw nigh to God for this comfort and this peace and this safety that we're hoping to receive from Him? Right here in John 6, verse 44 says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." Draw nigh to God? Well, no man can draw nigh except the Father which hath sent Christ draw that sinner nigh. And the Lord said, "I will raise him up at the last day." If we draw nigh to God, what that means is God is drawing us nigh to Him. It means if we draw nigh to God, we're not the one doing it. He's the one doing it. If we do draw nigh to God, He's the one doing it. You say, "But I thought we would be judged on sight." Well, that's why the Father sent the Son. "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." That's why the Father sent the Son. The Father sent Christ to be judged for us. The Father sent Christ to step foot on that holy ground for us in our sin. The Father sent Christ to lay all of the sins of His people on Him and then for Him to step foot on that holy ground. And He did that so that we, all of His righteousness, all the righteousness of Christ could be laid on us, and then we could step foot on that holy ground. Only in Christ can a sinner draw nigh to God. And only God's elect are in Christ. So that's who this command and this promise is to. Every elect soul that God the Father placed in Christ. Turn with me over to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2, verse 13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." That's the only reason we can draw nigh. That's the only reason. That's the only reason we're allowed to draw nigh. It's because we were made nigh by the blood of Christ. In John 14, our Lord said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Hebrews 7:25 says, He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. So outside of Christ, no man or woman can draw nigh to Him. But in Christ, in His blood, in that covering of His blood, in His cross, in His work, in His righteousness that He robes us in Him satisfying the law for us and satisfying God for us, if we draw nigh to God in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ, He will draw nigh to us. Now, here are a few things for us to know about truly drawing nigh to God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, turn with me to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. While He is nigh. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Here's the first thing we can know about drawing nigh to God. There is still time to. There is still time to. Isn't that wonderful? I think about when God told Noah to build the ark, and he left that door open for 7 days. Noah and his family sat in there for 7 days. The message was, there's still time to. There's still time to. Now, no man came because the Father didn't draw any. No man can come except the Father draw. But the message of good news is, if God has put a desire in any soul's heart to draw nigh, that's the Father drawing. If you hear this and say, I want to draw nigh, there is still time to. Christ said, I'm the door. And that door's open. There is still time to. He may be found right now. Right now. If you have that desire, God put that desire in you. Because if God didn't put that desire in you, it wouldn't be there. We're totally depraved sinners. So if that desire is there, it means God is drawing you. Obey His command. Heed His exhortation. Find comfort in His promise. Draw nigh to God. There's still time to. He is still receiving sinners. That's the best news I know. He is still receiving sinners. Sinners the Lord Jesus will receive. You ever get to that place where you're just so fed up with yourself, saying, I loathe myself? We're about to, in a moment, see a man who felt that way. Just loathe myself. I'm just such a sinner. Well, sinners, the Lord Jesus will receive. Sound this word of grace to all who the heavenly pathway lead. This is one of my favorite lines in a song. You tell all who the heavenly pathway lead. You tell all of them who linger, and all who fall, sing it o'er and o'er again. Christ receiveth sinful men. Make the message clear and plain. Christ receiveth sinful men. Draw nigh to God. Draw nigh. All right, that's the first thing to know. There's still time to draw nigh to Him. Now turn with me to Isaiah 29. This is talking about the Lord's judgment on Jerusalem for this reason right here. Isaiah 29, verse 13, it says, "Wherefore the Lord said," this is the reason why, He said, "For as much as this people draw near to Me with their mouth and with their lips do honor Me, but have removed their heart far from Me, and their fear toward Me is taught by the precept of men." If we are going to draw nigh to our Lord, it must be with the heart. It must be. It must be. And every now and then, the Lord reveals to us, everything I'm doing right now is with the head. Everything I'm doing right now is with the mind. Everything I'm doing right now is with the hand and the foot and the motion. And the, you know, Brother Henry used to say, salvation is about 18 inches to get from here to here. And it's so, and you know, Lord calls me to worship with my heart. Calls me to seek with my heart. It must be with the heart, or we won't be received. Lip service, a show of hands, you know, this is not drawing nigh to God. That is not drawing nigh to God. Not at all. Truly drawing nigh is a heart. This is drawing nigh to God. That's drawing nigh to God. It's a heart thing. Some things take place in the heart. This is what those things are. Turn with me to Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verse 18 says, "The Lord is nigh," He's near, "unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth." In truth. He's near the soul that's truthful before Him. Saying, "Lord, I acknowledge what You are," which is holy, high and holy. Unapproachable in my condition, because I acknowledge what I am. Sin. I acknowledge my need because of my sin. Truthful. Just like when that woman came to Him and He said, "It's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs." She said, "Amen. Truth, Lord. I'm a dog." Truth. Psalm 119, David said, "Let my cry come near to You." Cry of my heart. I'm crying from the depths of my soul. Psalm 130, he said, "Out of the depths I'm crying to You." Psalm 69, he said, "Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it." What he's saying is, I acknowledge it's ruined. I acknowledge it's sin. I acknowledge the fact that I need for You to draw nigh to me. This is drawing nigh to God. I acknowledge that I can't come to You. And my only hope is that You will come to me and redeem me. That's coming from the heart. That's not just lip service. That's heart service. Heart service. Look at Psalm 85. Psalm 85, verse 9 says, "Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Nigh Him, His salvation is nigh them that fear. Nigh them that fear not being near to Him. That's a great fear for God's people, not being near to Him. Fear standing before Him outside of the blood of Christ. That's, oh man. Psalm 34 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart." It's a heart issue. we're going to draw nigh to God, it must be with the heart. So there is still time to draw nigh. We can draw nigh from the absolute sincerity of our heart, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come. I draw nigh. There's still time to. We can draw nigh from the absolute sincerity of our heart, and it is a good thing to do it. It is such a good thing to do it. Turn over to Psalm 73. Psalm 73, the last verse, verse 28, it says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I've put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all thy works." It is so good to draw near to Him. It is so good. And here's the reason why. This is what He said. He said, "Come unto me." You can now, in my blood and what I've done for you, draw nigh unto me. "All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I'll give you rest. Could you use just a little bit of rest? Draw nigh to Him. Draw nigh to Him. Blind Bartimaeus, that precious man, sat on the highway side and heard He was passing by right now. He cried, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And the Lord stood still, said, "Bring him to me. Bring him to me." Every person in the Scripture, you won't find one person, even that woman who came to Him, and He was saying, "It's not meat to give the children's bread to dogs." She still got what she came for. Every person who drew nigh to the Lord Jesus Christ found compassion. This is who this man is. Every person found compassion and healing. He healed them all. Salvation, comfort, peace, rest. A man named Charles Wesley in the 1700s, the story is told that he was in his house in the upper second floor of his house and sitting there writing, and he had his window open. It was a shutter windows. And all of a sudden this huge storm came up just immediately. Rain, lightning, thunder, wind, everything, just huge. And he went to the window and reached out to close the shutter windows. And when he did, a bird flew into his coat and just sat there. He looked at that bird, and that bird looked at him. And he pulled that bird into his warmth and into his safety. And he sat down and he started penning, "Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly." Just like that. Let me draw nigh to you. Let's draw nigh to Him from the heart in prayer. Pray to Him from the heart. Let's draw nigh to Him in reading His Word. Read His Word from the heart. Let's not get on the schedule. Read His Word from the heart. We're not going for quantity. I don't care if we read one word. If just the word Christ sinks into the heart. Let's draw nigh to Him in hearing His gospel preached. And let's draw nigh to Him in gathering together in worship. This is drawing nigh to Him. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name." And I believe this. I am in the midst of you. I believe that. I believe that. Those two on the road to Emmaus, it says the Lord drew near to them. Two were gathered together, talking about Him. And it says the Lord drew near to them, and by the time their encounter with him was over, they looked at each other and said, "Did not our heart burn within us?" Was him being with us not just wonderful? Every person who draws nigh to him will say, "Wonderful it is to me. Truly wonderful." Let me close with two scriptures, all right? Two scriptures, and I'll close us out. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, verse 22, it says, "Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Because of what Christ did for us, He sprinkled us, He covered us in His blood, and He washed us from our sin in His own blood. And now He washes us with the pure water of the Word. Because of what Christ did for us, let us come with boldness. Not arrogance, but confidence, assurance. Let us draw nigh with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And with that boldness, that assurance to draw nigh to Him, the last scripture is James 5. Turn with me just a couple of pages over to James chapter 5. James 5 verse 8 says, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Draw nigh to Him, because He will draw nigh to you. He is about to draw very nigh to us at His coming. He said, "If you see me go away, I will come again. I will come back. I will draw nigh again." It's coming very soon. Let's just be patient. Wait for Him, and in the meantime, draw nigh right there. All right, you're dismissed.